the devil's, one of his greatest weapons is called discouragement. Don't let the devil ever discourage you. Discouragement is a no-entry road. And if you obey traffic laws, you see a sign, no entry, you don't enter there. That is a one-way traffic coming out from there. There's a no-entry sign over discouragement. As soon as you're tempted to be discouraged, you say, no. That's a no-entry road. I'm not going to go down that way. There's a verse in 1 Samuel chapter 30. There was a time when David the king, before he became king, when he was still wandering around being chased by Saul. There was a time when he got into a situation where some people had stolen his property and his wife, and he had wives, they were all stolen. And we read here in 1 Samuel 30, when David and his men came to Ziklag, the Amalekites, the enemies, had made a raid there, and they had taken captive all the women, verse 2, and carried them off. And when David came to the city, it was burnt with fire. Wives and sons and daughters had been taken captive. And David and the people who were there, verse 4, lifted up their voices and wept. Imagine this, wept until there was no strength to weep. They had lost their wives and children and property. And it says David was greatly distressed, terribly discouraged, because the people were going to stone him, their leader, saying, you're the cause of all this. But it says here, David strengthened himself or encouraged himself in the Lord. In the King James Version, it says, David encouraged himself in the Lord when things looked so desperate and hopeless. Please remember that verse, 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. David encouraged himself in the Lord, and do that when everything seems to have gone wrong in some situation. You may not need that word today. Maybe there's a day coming in the future. Sometimes the word in the church is a prophetic word that prepares you for something that's coming up in the future. And when that happens, remember this. David encouraged himself in the Lord. And we read, he said, the next thing he did was he sought the Lord. Lord, in this messy situation, maybe I'm to blame. Verse 8, what shall I do? And the Lord spoke to him what to do. And he went and recovered everything. We read here further down, verse 18, David recovered everything that he had lost. So remember these two verses, 1 Samuel 30 verse 6 and 1 Samuel 30 verse 18. David encouraged himself in the Lord, and David recovered everything that was lost. And the God who lived in David's time is just the same today. And the God who helped David will help you. Remember that. Discouragement is a no-entry road. The other road that is a no-entry road is the road of self-condemnation. That's another no-entry road. These are the two I usually stress, discouragement and self-condemnation. And I'll tell you why I say that, because I was like that. I went down this no-entry road endless times, discouragement. I went around this self-condemnation road, self-condemnation road so many times, thinking it was spirituality to condemn myself. Oh, I'm so rotten, I'm useless, I'm a failure, and I thought I was being humble. No! I was not being humble. I was unbelieving. Those are not the words of a humble person. Those are the words of unbelief. I'm useless. I'm good for nothing. I'll amount to nothing. Sometimes some fathers say such things to their children. Foolish fathers. Oh, you're good for nothing. You'll amount to nothing. When are you going to learn? I feel sorry for evil, I call them evil fathers. Just like those fathers who molest their children. These are evil fathers who tell their children, put negative thoughts into their mind, you'll amount to nothing and you're so hopeless. Don't tell me you did all that again. Be like those fathers who will say when child comes with a problem, okay son, don't worry, we'll fix it. Don't worry, we'll fix it. We'll solve that problem. Encourage your child to have hope. God is a God of hope and encouragement. There's no situation which is impossible for God. Jesus demonstrated that in his life. There was never a situation, I told you, where he scratched his head and said, oh, I don't know what to do. And he's the same yesterday, today and forever. If I go to him with any problem, he will not say, I don't know what to do there. Even if the mess was made by you, he'll solve it. There are many messes I made, and God solved it. And that's what gives me hope. He doesn't say that, well, if the mess is made by others, I'll solve it. But if you made the mess, I'm sorry, I can't do it. That's not the God I believe in. I believe in a God who says, it doesn't matter who made the mess, let's fix it. That's always his word is, let's fix it. I'll fix it for you. And I thank God for the number of times in my life where he's fixed it for me. And that's what encourages me to face the future. See, I don't know what other mess I'll make of my life in the days to come. I'm not perfect. I can slip up and make blunders. I make less and less blunders as I grow older. But I can't say I'll never make another one. But I serve a God who says, I'll fix it for you. That's the same God you have, my brother, sister. As you go away from here and you face situations, listen to that word where the Lord says, I'll fix that for you. Don't condemn yourself. Don't get discouraged. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Condemnation is from the devil. The Old Testament ministry was a ministry of condemnation. You're not good enough. You're not good enough. I'll never forget a dream I had in the early days of the church meeting in our home. Those days the Lord would give me dreams with a message in it. Not so much nowadays. I used to worry about that, you know. I used to tell the Lord, Lord, in my younger days, you would say so many things to encourage me and little things, everything you'd say, do this, do that. But now I don't seem to hear you. And I used to get discouraged. Why is the Lord speaking to me less now? And you know what the Lord said to me? For a little child, you have to say, brush your teeth, go to bed, put on your pajamas, go to school. Have you done your homework? But you don't tell your 25-year-old, brush your teeth, change your clothes. That's why I'm telling less and less to you. You've grown up. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I discovered that if I hear less and less, it's because I'm growing up. My father doesn't have to tell me so many things because he sees I'm doing the right thing. If I'm going astray, he will still tell me, hey, not that way. So don't get discouraged. Anyway, one of those days, and I had a dream. And in that dream, I was coming back from a meeting I was speaking at. And I was coming back to the place where I was staying. It was in some other place, not in my hometown. I was alone and I was coming back. And I was so encouraged by the great freedom I had to speak in the meeting. And as I came back towards my room, I heard a voice behind me saying, that was not good enough. You could have done better. That was not good enough. And whenever I heard, in those days when I heard a word like that, I said, that must be the Holy Spirit telling me that was not good enough. I could do better. I mean, the devil would never say such a thing. That was not good enough. Do better. But I was getting discouraged. I said, Lord, I poured my heart out. I did everything possible. And you say to me, that's not good enough. And I heard a word saying to me, look back and see who's talking to you. And in my dream, I looked back and it was a dark figure. It suddenly ran away. It was the devil. Because I'd asked the Lord, Lord, whenever you speak to me from front of me, you're always encouraging me. But when I hear a voice from the back, it's always discouraging me. Not good enough, not good enough, not good enough. That's the day I discovered something. That the voice that says not good enough is not the Holy Spirit. I mean, imagine if your little 3-year-old or 4-year-old writes a birthday card to you. Happy birthday, dear daddy. And the E is spelled, written the other way around. And the D is spelled, written the other way around. It's all crooked. And some of the spelling is wrong. And the grammar is bad. And this dear child wrote that at night and early morning comes and gives it to you, and you say, hey, the spelling is not right. Would you be a father like that? With all the trouble that little child took to greet you on your birthday, you're seeing whether the D is straight and the E is straight. You will never do that. You'll hug that kid and say, thank you so much. I want to tell you something, dear brothers and sisters. God is a better father than you are. Don't insult him by saying that he's a worse father than you are. If you don't discourage your child like that, God will never discourage you. Even if you wrote it all crooked. It doesn't matter. He's not a God of discouragement. He's the God of all encouragement. And also, the God who never condemns. Listen to this. Remember these verses. John chapter 3 and verse 17. God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world. To judge in the sense of condemn. God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. And the Holy Spirit has now been sent not to condemn you or judge you, but to save you. Did you make a blunder? Okay. He has come to save you from doing it again. Not to condemn you for what you did. Please remember that. So don't think you're becoming holier by condemning yourself. I used to think that foolishly. Oh, if I condemn myself, then I say, oh, I'm rotten, I'm good for nothing. But that's not humility. You think that's humility. Sometimes we pat ourselves on the back. I'm saying I'm rotten, I'm good for nothing. I'm a humble person. You're not a humble person. You're an unbelieving person. That's what you are. Condemning yourself. God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world. Who's condemning you then? The devil. God's not expecting you to be perfect overnight. It takes years and years and years to be perfect. And even if you're not making much progress, think of a handicapped child in a class, or as they say, challenged, someone who's differently enabled, as they say nowadays, intellectually challenged. How patient some earthly unconverted teachers are with these handicapped children to encourage them. God is much better than that. He will never discourage. Not all children are the same. Not all of God's children are the same. Those of you who are fathers, you know that not all of your children are the same. But God also knows not all of His children are the same. And I want to say to you, never, never let the devil discourage you. Never, never let the devil condemn you. He did that with me for years, but I want to say he can never do it again. I've seen those as no entry roads and I refuse to enter those roads. The moment I'm tempted to be discouraged, I say, no, 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 I see that sign, no entry. The moment I tend to condemn myself, I see another sign, no entry. Okay, great. I have stopped entering those roads for many years now. And that's made my life a happy life. Not because I'm perfect, not because I never make a mistake, I still make lots of mistakes, but I don't get discouraged.